Welcome to AM Best Audio.
New nationwide research shows commercial drivers are facing increased distractions and safety risks on the road, exacerbated by staffing shortages that are leading to longer hours behind the wheel and a reduced focus on safety. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Christina Tolkowski, Nationwide's leader of middle market commercial lines. Christina, so glad you could join us today.
It's great to be with you today as well.
So, Christina, what are the statistics when it comes to distracted driving?
It's really, to me, it was pretty staggering when we started looking into this. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is highlighting that there's over 3,000 deaths and almost 290,000 injuries as of their last data of 2022. So definitely a major issue and one that can be prevented, I think is the bigger concern when you think about over 3,000 deaths each year. Nationwide survey from a statistics perspective found the problem of distracted driving is really prevalent across both individuals as they drive, but then also commercial drivers. And this is the first time we did a stronger focus on commercial driving. Focusing on those commercial drivers, which is really my space, more than one third of them indicated that they sometimes or often feel distracted behind the wheel. And it seems as though their colleagues are noticing that too. So the commercial driving community is noticing that other commercial drivers more and more as they're on the road, they're noticing that they're on their phones, they're driving faster. That evidence of distracted driving is definitely prevalent among that commercial driving community as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do we know what's leading to all the numbers?
Yes, we do. And so the study did a good job diving into that. And, you know, the top culprit is using that GPS navigation system. That's about 55% of what drivers are saying is distracting them. Of course, music, radio, that's typically been in our cars. And responding to work text messages, 36% indicated that. And talking or texting on a mobile phone was about 27%. So if you just take kind of those newer emerging items that are in our cars, and I guess it's not that new, it's been over 10 years, but that is really a large indicator of what is causing that distraction. The other piece that was really interesting about the survey was how staffing shortages are also impacting that, because what we see with the staffing shortages is the drivers are working more, they're taking more shifts, they're working longer hours, and because of that, they are feeling as though they have to do some of those things while in the car. So they say it's harder to meet the deadlines that they have. They're reporting those 58% are saying longer hours due to those staffing shortages. And then in addition to that, just in general, individual drivers are certainly admitting that they are more distracted and involved in some of these risky behaviors as well.
So what's all this distracted driving doing to accident rates and insurance rates and claims?
Yeah, we, for a long time in commercial insurance, the trends would have been lowering every single year. The frequency of claim and the safety within the vehicles was also contributing to lower severity of claim. And what we've really seen is with this advent of distracted driving, with specifically, you know, the usage of the text and the phones and GPS within the car while driving is actually causing both frequency and then the severity of the claims to go up. So traffic fatalities in the U.S. have actually risen by 13.5% since 2019. That's again, according to the National Highway Traffic Administration. And really the key contributors that they're citing to that increase are speeding and distracted driving. For us, our commercial accounts, we're seeing driving claims increase as well from this. And that's really resulting in auto premiums going up. And then all, you know, from our perspective, with our commercial drivers, with those premiums going up, utilizing different tools like deductibles to manage that transfer of risk and that cost of risk back to the organization. So changing that cost structure for our commercial clients and increasing their cost of doing business by doing this as well. That places a lot of pressure on insurance premiums overall. Just looking at, you know, some of the first quarter reporting on what's happening with price increases, both inside Nationwide as well as outside of Nationwide in the broader commercial auto community. Most people are still really reporting, the idea of 8, 9, 10% increases in auto is more so the norm. So those price increases need to continue to go up while we see those loss costs and those frequencies and the severity of the claims going up as well. And distracted driving is really a big element of that.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Christina, is there anything that can be done to remedy this solution?
Absolutely. And I think this is where we get particularly passionate as an overall risk management community. So I think it starts with, those business owners recognizing the costs associated with that. And then also from their perspective, understanding, and this was something I thought was great out of our survey, that the drivers are interested in seeing an improvement in the amount of safety training that occurs for them. So we saw within that survey that, they would be, our drivers are open to the idea of telematics and dash cams and things that alert them to unsafe behaviors so that they can correct that action live. So I think that was a really encouraging thing that came out of the survey, is the willingness of the individual drivers, commercial drivers, to take greater action and a desire for them to have their employers get involved in that. So I think of that as like a safety as a culture within an employment organization or within an employer's organization, for them to be thinking about how can I take that and that desire those drivers have to actually try to recruit and use that as an employee retention and recruitment activity when you think about that driver shortage as well. So I think demonstrating that you care about that driver safety and then having the actions in place to back that up can be a really important element to an overall fleet safety program. So I think it starts with the business owners. It starts with those drivers being willing to do it and showing them the why behind that. And then, from our perspective as an insurance industry, continue to highlight the issue because it is preventable, and showing how it can change through use of technology, use of fleet safety programs, and then implementing those and giving the right incentives for the better behaved and better controlled risks.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is the insurance industry doing anything to help cut back on distracted driving?
So we just talked about those individual businesses, but I agree with you. Also, as an industry, it's important for us to get involved in this as well, because protection is such a big priority for what we do for the greater good of the business community as well. So, starting with, utilizing the expertise specifically at Nationwide, we have a wealth of expertise in our risk management area. We have expertise in auto fleet safety in particular available to help our clients. And then most carriers do as well. So, our agents and brokers should be encouraging their business owners that they ensure to utilize the resources that are available from their carrier for fleet safety program improvement, safety plan templates that are available to make it easier for commercial customers to put these things in place, and then vendor partnerships for telematics. So utilizing your carrier to understand who do they recommend from a telematics perspective that gives good outputs that can really improve the management of their overall safety program. In addition to that, there's virtual training, there's technical bulletins available, and carriers do offer that. So we can do that as an overall community. But in addition to that, we can always look to how do we support legislation that supports better safety protocols on the road. So, there was a time there weren't seatbelts in cars. And so between the Highway Safety Board as well as the industry, that all came together really supporting better driver safety through different mechanisms over time. And we can do that same thing by engaging with state legislation to limit cell phone usage. and while people are driving, and you know, Nationwide in particular has been involved in that, and we've seen benefit from that. In Ohio, where Nationwide is headquartered, the hands-free law went into effect about a year ago, and according to Cambridge Mobile Telematics, it actually has shown a noticeable decrease in distracted driving. They're citing 8.6% decrease, which really there prevented about, you know, 3,000, just over 3,000 crashes and potentially 2,000 injuries is what that extrapolates to. So we can really have a hand in supporting that as well as an industry.
Christina, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Christina Tokowski, Nationwide's leader of middle market commercial lines. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.